A different kind of scandal is brewing in France. The French Chess Federation has suspended three senior players for cheating. The alleged cheating involved text messages. Henry Samuel has written about the scandal for the Daily Telegraph in Paris. He says one of the accused, 20-year-old Sebastian Feller, had been the bright hope for French chess.
He was an international grandmaster at the age of 16. He's the fifth top player in France, and he's the number five junior player in the world. And he was taking part last September in the Chess Olympiad in Russia. And he played a series of games and actually ended up winning quite a few of them. And he has been accused of and found guilty by the French Federation of cheating in a scam that involved him, his team captain, who was present in Russia, and an assistant, another grandmaster, who was back in France watching the game via internet.
How did it work?
So if you can picture the scene, Sebastian Feller is sitting playing his game. His colleague is following in real time via internet the game in France. He logs all the moves into a very powerful chess computer that gives a suggested best move. Then his colleague text messages the suggested move to the French team captain, who's in the room in Russia with Sebastian. Then this is the clever part. The team captain then walks up to a particular table in the room by a particular player, and each table and player has been given a pre-selected number. Each one represents basically a square on the chessboard. So all Sebastian has to do is look up, see where his captain has moved to in the room, and he knows that that's where he should move his piece.
Now, didn't anybody notice that one of Sebastian's associates was moving around when it came time for Sebastian to move a chess piece?
Well, that's a good question. I'm afraid I wasn't present in the room, but all I can say is chess games, you know, there are quite a lot of time between each move often, and so nobody seemed to pick up on it anyway during the competition. And that's actually one of the arguments of defense of Sebastian Feller and his associates.
That nobody caught him then, they caught him later. How did they figure this out?
Well, that's apparently where they weren't quite so clever, because according to the French Federation, its vice president stumbled across a text message sent to the grandmaster who was in France, who was watching the game and sending suggested moves. And that was because his mobile phone actually belonged to the Federation. It wasn't his phone. And it was in the vice president's name. And so she just kind of looked at it for 1 second and saw it had a message. And the message said, "Hurry up and send us some moves." So she was a bit confused. She was obviously suspicious. She was able to access the itemized phone bill of this man because it was in her name. She saw that he had received 180 text messages in the space of the competition. And of course, she thought there's something very, very strange going on here.
I wonder how many moves there are in the competition anyway, and what percent actually came from the text messages from this guy in France.
We do know that every move that Sebastian Feller made, or at least many of the moves that he made, were the first choice of this powerful chess computer called Firebird.
Has this kind of thing ever happened before in the professional world of chess?
There have been many accusations of cheating in chess. In fact, there have been some suspensions on suspicion of cheating, but nothing quite as explicit and precise as this. And certainly never has a national federation denounced some of its own members for cheating, as is the case here.
Henry Samuel has been covering the story for the Daily Telegraph in Paris, the story of the cheating scandal and of all things chess. Henry, thank you.
Thanks.